This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. In the latest sign of chaos in Congress, the temporary Speaker of the House is threatening to quit. Representative Patrick McHenry, Republican of North Carolina, told GOP colleagues in a 3.5-hour-long closed-door meeting on Thursday that he might resign as Speaker pro tempore if Republicans push him to try to move legislation on the House floor without an explicit vote to expand his powers. McHenry told the room, "If you guys try to do that, you'll figure out who the next person on Kevin's list is," referring to former Speaker Kevin McCarthy's secret list of GOP lawmakers who would serve as temporary speaker in the event of a vacancy. Since 2003, in the wake of the 9/11 attack, House rules have required the Speaker to submit a list of names of members to the Clerk of the House to act in case of a vacancy in the position and to ensure continuity of government. McHenry's comments underscore the quandary that Republicans are in. They can't really do anything until they choose a new speaker, but they can't agree on someone who can get the votes to be that new speaker. And McHenry is unwilling to set a precedent that would give future temporary speakers the full power of elected speakers, because that could mean that the House would not need to elect speakers in the future. McHenry has consistently denied any interest in expanding his role as Speaker pro tem. Ballots for the November 7th municipal elections began to be mailed to voters on Friday, October 20th. Voters should receive ballots starting Monday, October 23rd. The municipal election is a mail ballot election, meaning that there will be no polling places open on Election Day. Elections are taking place in Bozeman, Belgrade, Manhattan, West Yellowstone, and the Central Valley Fire District. About 48,500 ballots will be mailed to active registered voters. As with all mail ballot elections, people can always vote in person at the Gallatin County Elections Office, located in the Gallatin County Courthouse at 311 West Main Street, room 210 in Bozeman. Ballots must be received at the Gallatin County Elections Office or a designated ballot drop box by 8 p.m. on Election Day, Tuesday, November 7th. Ballots may be returned by mail or in person. Officials encourage voters to mail ballots no later than Monday, October 30th, to ensure that ballots arrive at the elections office in time. Ballots postmarked on or before Election Day but received after Election Day cannot be counted. Voters also can drop their ballots at the Gallatin County Elections Office, the Belgrade City Hall, Manhattan Town Hall, or the West Yellowstone Town Hall. All locations are open during regular business hours Monday through Friday until November 6th and from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Election Day, November 7th. Voter registration is available now through Election Day. Gallatin County is currently in the late registration period for the November 7th election. To register to vote or to update a voter registration, which is necessary if a voter has moved or changed his or her name since the last election, the voter must appear in person at the Gallatin County Elections Office. Voter registration status can be checked online at myvoterpagemt.com, or Gallatin County voters can contact the elections office by email at gallatin.elections@gallatin.mt.gov or by phone at 406-582-3060. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.